开始我们今天的聚会。
Check. Is the mic? Is my mic on? Do I need to hire? Okay, good. Heavenly Father,
天父
，Lord, we thank you again for this time to gather as one body.
主，我们再一次为我们聚集在一起以一个身体这样的方式聚集在一起，感谢你。
From younger brothers and sisters and friends,
包括我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹
，to our older, wiser brothers and friends,
也包括我们当中年长有智慧的这些弟兄姐妹。
We thank you that you have brought each person here today.
感谢你把每一个人都带到这当中来。
Lord, how wonderful it is to gather as your people to worship you.
能够一起的来到这里敬拜是何等的美好。
We thank you, Father, that we can come down and sit at your feet to listen to your word being preached.
我们谢谢你，我们可以来到你的脚前聆听你的圣言被宣讲。
Perhaps for some of us here, our hearts, our minds are distracted by the busyness of our lives.
也许我们当中有些人心思正被我们的繁忙的生活所牵引干扰。
And for others, our lives are doing pretty okay.
也许有些人我们生活是在正在顺境当中。
Wherever we may fall on this range of experience.
无论我们是在这当中的哪一种状况当中。
That we would find this time to be a time of great rest and peace in you.
愿意我们在这一段时间里面都能够在主里面享受主中的平安。
May we be like Mary sitting at your feet.
好像玛利亚坐在主耶稣的脚前。
Did Jesus say it was a good thing?
耶稣说这是美好的事情。
May this be a great thing today.
愿意这也是我们今天每一个人所享受到美好的事情。
Father, we ask that your gospel of your son Jesus Christ will be shared and proclaimed.
愿意主耶稣基督你自己的福音在今天被宣讲。
That we may have ears to hear.
而我们众人都有耳朵可以倾听。
And our hearts to receive the truth.
并且有一个心灵可以承受这个真理。
So, O Holy Spirit, please come and fill us today.
圣灵请你来到我们当中。
In Jesus Christ we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。Amen.
All right.So, in the first service, we started a series on Acts.
在我们早上英语堂，我们开始这个一个系列是在讲《使徒行传》。
But I still need to work on it, so I don't want to share it with you guys.
但是我们因为还正在预备当中，所以我不用《使徒行传》来做我们今天的分享。
But last month, I shared a first part of a series, a three-part series on.The idea of holiness.
但是上一次我们开始讲一个三节的系列是讲到关乎圣洁。
And so today we're going to return to that subject because I think this idea of holiness is so important.
但我们今天再一次来到圣洁这个题目，因为我觉得圣洁是非常重要的一个题目。
And last time what I said was holiness should be the resolution we make for the new year.
上一次我提到圣洁应该是我们这新年的志向。所立的一个志向。
And I said that holiness in Christ affects everything else you say, you do, and how you live.
我说到在主里面的圣洁影响到我们生活日常言行。
And last time I spoke, I talked about holiness. What is the definition of holiness?
所以上次我们提到什么是圣洁，它的定义是什么。
And I shared how when it comes to God, when we talk about holiness, what it means is the separation that GodAnd us are separate, set apart.
我们讲到圣洁，关乎神与我们之间圣洁的关系，是讲到我们分别出来归给神的意思。
And that holiness about God is about how God is so much infinitely above us, so much further greater than us.
而讲到上帝是圣洁的时候，是讲到上帝是与我们是如此的他的标准是离我们如此的远。
So his wisdom is holy, holy wisdom. His love is holy, holy love.
所以他的智慧、他的爱都是远超过人所能够测度的。
But when it comes to us, when we talk about holiness in the Bible, it's a little different.
但是当圣洁用在我们讲到我们人的时候又不太一样。
It's the idea of being holy as in to be set apart for God's holy purpose and
所以当讲到人的圣洁的时候，是讲到人分别出来，让神来使用，为了神他圣洁的缘故分别出来。
And so I use this idea. I had this really catchy English word sentence.
所以在英文里面有一个很取巧的一个很巧妙的一个描述的方法。
So to be holy means to be wholly His. Wholly His.
圣洁就是全然归神的意思。
And so, I want you guys to understand today that holiness is so much more than what we tend to think holiness is about.
我今天要让大家知道，我们想到圣洁的时候，往往没有完全捕捉到它的意思。
That it's about being set apart for exclusive use for God.
一方面是讲到是完全分别出来归上帝来使用。
And I think today in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 to 14, what we're seeing is this idea of holiness in a different way.
而我们今天所要看到彼得前书第一章第十三节第十四节是关于圣洁的另外一个角度。
Because when we talk about holiness in English term, it doesn't have anything to do with being separate, set apart.
因为我们在讲到圣洁的时候，在英文它完全没有这种分别开来的意思。
But if you look at it in its old English term,
但是如果你用古英文的方法来读的话，
its definition means wholeness.
它的意思 holy, 这个圣洁是全然的意思。
And I think that's very accurate to what we're looking at today.
跟我们今天所看的这个经文是非常的吻合的。
That holiness is not just what you do,
所以圣洁不只是我们所做的事情是什么，
but it involves the entirety of who you are.
而包括的是我们全人是什么样子，在一个什么样的状态当中。
So not just this piece of life, this piece of life, not Friday, not Sunday, it's everything.
不是我们在礼拜五怎么过生活，礼拜天怎么过生活，而是我们全然是怎么，我们全人是怎么过我们的生活。
And so the entirety of who you are is supposed to be holy. What does that mean?
所以我们圣洁的意思是说，我们全人是什么？这个它意思到底是什么呢？
And I want to point out today that when we're looking at holiness, what we're going to look at is how holiness shapes the way we think and how we feel.
所以这个我们今天要看的就是圣洁它怎么样在我们的思想和感受上面来指引我们。
So let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 to 14.
所以让我们回到经文彼得前书第一章十三节跟十四节。
I'm going to spare you reading it twice, so I'm going to have Uncle Joe read it in Chinese.And in those that know how to read English, just follow along in the Bible.
避免我们重复，所以就请林中读中文，请英文的人你可以直接看英文的部分。十三节、十四节 ，verse 13。所以你所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
So as Peter starts this part of the scripture, he starts by emphasizing the mind.
所以当保罗开始这段的经文的时候，他强调了是我们的心。
And so the mind and the heart.Play the most important role to your understanding of holiness and how you're to live it out.
所以我们的心思，我们的感觉是在我们怎么样过一个圣洁生活当中扮演一个关键性的角色。
And so, if you are interested, next time I share, I'll preach the third part, which is about how it's lived out. So today, we're going to look at the mind and the heart.
下一次第三次的时候，我会讲到怎么样活出这个圣洁。但是今天我们是讲到这个心思和意念。
So I titled the sermon today, Holy renovation.
所以今天我们题目是叫做圣洁的更新。
And the reason I called it holy renovation is really, it's kind of, I like watching TV in the morning sometimes.
之所以把它叫做圣洁的更新，跟我喜欢这个看电视有关系。
My favorite thing to watch in the morning besides ESPN is HGTV.
除了我喜欢看这个运动的这个节目之外，我另外一个喜欢看的是关于这个
Home Gardening
这个家庭跟 庭院方面的一些节目。
So I know maybe most of you guys don't watch it, but have you ever watched any HGTV?
啊，不晓得你们当中有没有人看这个 channel 叫 HG 这个
TV.
这个 channel，
yeah， 这个 channel 的 HGTV
这个频道。
Yeah， and there's some really good shows. There's like Property Brothers, Fixer Upper.
啊，它里面有一些很好的节目啊，怎么样啊，怎么样翻修房子。
And the whole idea behind it is they buy a property that's very ugly, very just terrible.
这节目的背后基本的这个内容就是他们去买一个很破旧的一个房子。
So so people really want a house, but they can't afford a really nice house.
就像有一些人他们不能够这个负担起一个好的房子。
And so these property brothers or the HGTV or the fixer upper, they'll buy the house and they will help the person renovate the house.
所以这个节目的这两个兄弟呢，他们的这个节目就是帮助这些人买一个这个旧破旧的房子，然后帮他更新翻新。
And so after they buy the house, what they discover often, there's always suspense. I didn't know that the wiring was bad, the electrical systems were bad.
那节目通常都是有一些悬疑的地方。他们买了这个房子以后，他们就发现哦，这个电线原来是这个一团糟。
So all the stuff on the outside might look okay.Kind of ugly, but the inside stuff is just terrible.
所以从外观上看来虽然是破旧，但是勉强还可以。但是它的内部却其实是一团乱。
The whole show is the journey of how they fix everything.
所以整个的节目就是看他们怎么样把这样子的一个破旧的房子重新整修。
And I have a weakness. If I start the show, I gotta finish it.
所以我有一个弱点，就是我一旦开始看这个节目就停不下来，一定要把它看完。
Because at the end.You want to see what it looks like.
因为你希望看到最后房子成了什么样的一个结果。
And it's incredible. It's beautiful. It's different. It's completely different.
就是你可以看到那个房子这个跟以前完全是不一样的。
And so today, like today, I think holiness, when we look at holiness, we have to look at the wiring, the messy things underneath.
所以当我们今天讲到圣洁的时候，我们就是要看我们内心深处那些好像这些损坏不堪使用的那些电线在这个旧房子里面。
For a house to truly be beautiful, it has to begins on the inside. As they fix everything, it gets to the outside, and then they fix the outside.
所以这个要让房子能够好我们必须从它的内部的整修开始做起，然后才修外部的外面的这些表面的东西。
So today I want to break it into two ideas to talk about.
今天我要分成两个部分来看。
First of all, we're going to focus on the importance of the mind for holiness.
所以第一我们要来看，首先要看的是这个我们的心思的重要性。
And this part, a lot of, we like this, because it's about the intellect.
我们喜欢这个部分，因为我们大部分人都是这个知识分子。
So maybe for you guys today, the second point will be just as important.The importance of the heart for holiness.
可能今天对你们来讲，第二部分也是更重要的是关于我们的心，我们的情感。
So let's take a look at the necessity of the mind for holiness.
所以我们先看这个我们的心思对我们圣洁的重要性。
So actually, the translation doesn't say this, but in verse 13, he says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action."
在这个翻译里面，他就讲到说，你们要预备你的心，能够行动。英文的翻译
，In the Greek, it's kind of like the word they use in said different translations, girding up the loins of your mind.
这个中文它原文上面是说，是束上你们心中的腰。
So when you have pants on, you probably don't understand this.
你大概知道，如果你穿裤子的话
，But the old times, people wore robes.
在古代的时候，他们是有这个束腰的带子。
And if they wanted to act, well, run, or they want to fight, they would have to take the robes and tuck it back in their belt.
这个古代人他们穿这个袍子，所以如果你如果要跑步啦、打仗啦，或者是做什么事情的时候，你要把那个长袍捞起来扎在腰间才能够做事。
And that's what Paul's the illustration is, the illustration of getting ready.For action, you have to be ready, but you have to tuck your clothes in first.
所以十三节保罗这个地方就说，你要好像这个把这个长袍束在腰间，预备开始行动，这就是要约束你们的心中。
I don't know Chinese people have the same kind of idea, but like Americans, we say rolling up our sleeves, getting ready for work.
英文里面我不晓得中文有没有这样的说法。英文是说我们要卷起袖子预备来行动。
But if you're a basketball player, you kind of know what I'm talking about because when you play basketball, you're defending, you pull up your shorts higher. Do your legs have more flexibility?
如果你打篮球，你也会晓得，你开始要这个开始做防御动作的时候，你会把裤子稍微拉高一点。
So that's how I would translate it. Rolling up, pull up your pants.
就是把这个裤子拉紧，预备好。
And the idea of your minds here, it's not what we usually think. Just minds, like oh, you know, just the brain. It's
我们这里讲到这个心的时候，不是我们平常所想的哈，就是脑袋。
It's about understanding, feeling.Desiring, it's all those things.
而是关乎我们对事情的这个认识，还有我们的渴望，我们的需求。
When it says your mind is for action, what it's saying is this idea that you are going to think and analyze everything. You're going to look at all the facts. You're going to be like an investigator, like Sherlock Holmes.
所以让这里讲竖起你的心中的腰这个预备行动的时候，就是我们要用心思意念来审视事情，好像来检视事情，好像你们看的这个 Sherlock Holmes 这个电视一样。
It is very similar to a word that I think Peter uses. Basically what Peter's saying is, you can't be holy if you don't start with your mind.
这里好像保罗是在说，你不能够成为圣洁，除非你一开始的时候要使用你的心思意念。
And I'm going to show you a little bit in the New Testament how that is shown.
我同时要让大家看一下新约里面。怎么样来阐述这样子的一个观念
？Romans chapter 10 verse 2，
在罗马书第十章的地方
，it says these words in Chinese 。
第二节，他是说，我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。
Basically, what Paul say here is they got a lot of excitement about it。
保罗在这里意思说，他们这些人非常的兴奋，对于自己的信仰非常的兴奋。
They're not thinking，
但是他们却没有用他们的头脑去思考。
What I'm trying to point out today is that the Christian is not just basing their views and their faith on emotions。
我要说的是，基督徒的信仰不是这个完全建立在只是一个人自己的一种的感觉上面。
It begins with how we think。
它开始的起点是关乎我们怎么去思想。
Because I think a lot of people, especially non-Christians, some of you maybe have this view, it's okay, I'm just pointing it out. Christians are just basing it all because we're all in a room and we get this emotional high, so we want to believe.
我们当中也许有一些这个还不是基督徒，可能你有这样的想法，没有关系。我知道有一些人会认为基督徒成为基督徒只是因为他们一群人聚集在那个地方，大家都这个在经验到一种情绪的激昂的状态，于是就决定成了基督徒。
The idea is, if you're educated, you're rational, you're a thinker, there's no way you can believe the Christian faith.
从反面上来说，也许你会认为，如果你受了好的教育，你是一个有思想的人。你这个就不会成为一个基督徒。
It must be for the uneducated, not for the intellectuals.
所以信仰宗教信仰是给这些没有受过教育的人，而不是给受过教育的人。
Why? Because we believe in the spiritual. We believe in a sovereign God. We believe that Jesus came, He lived a life, He died, and He resurrected.
因为这些人相信属灵的事情，相信那个掌管宇宙的这个神。为我们也相信那些为我们死的耶稣基督。
Who believes that stuff?
那有什么有脑袋的人会相信这些东西
？It must be for uneducated people.
一定相信这些东西，显然是只有这些没有受过教育的人才会相信。
And I want you guys to understand Peter here. What he says, and what the Scripture tells us, what the Holy Word of God says to us, is that Christians, rather than being not thinkers, we're not that.
所以这个圣经借着彼得在这个地方告诉我们这个基督徒不是要成为不思考的人。
Yeah, we're not ignorant. That as Christians, in order to be holy, we have to think.
我们并不是要做一个无知的人，作为一个基督徒要成为圣洁，我们要以思考作为我们的起步。
And Paul in Romans chapter 6 verse 17 says these words.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第十七节是这样子说的。
Just read it, yeah.
六章十七节中文是这样子说：感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做了罪的奴仆， 现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
Okay, it says here, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching.
所以他这里是讲说，从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。
You see, being born again is not just that you believe, it's also that you thought about it, that you had to understand the argument.You had to understand what was said to you. You had to grasp it with your mind. And then when you receive that, sorry, this is long. To receive your teaching, you need to process it, to believe it, to obey it.
所以成为一个基督徒啊，不只是单纯的相信顺服，而是你必须在从心里面去认识，而且能够顺服所传讲的这个道理。
You see, Christian faith is not just emotional. It's very rational.
所以基督教的我们的信仰啊，不只是一种感觉。感情上的东西，同时也是一种理智的东西。
I don't want to give you guys a very personal illustration, but you guys have, many of you have walked with me over the last 3 years.
所以啊，我要举一个我个人的这个例子。很多人在过去三年里面我们一起的生活。
And you know that I've been trying to lose weight.
你知道我常常我希望能够这个减肥。
It's kind of been somewhat successful.
可能有小有成绩
，right? Like almost, yeah, it's good. I don't want to brag about it. Since, praise God for it.
感谢神啊！我不想那个太过吹嘘。
But if you knew me longer, you knew that I used to be very actively into martial arts.
如果你知道认识我久一点，你知道我过去对这个武术非常有兴趣。
那武术 ，but yeah, it's kind of like 武术 ，but it's like Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
其实我讲的武术就是这个巴西的柔术。
Yeah, 巴西柔术。And I did it for a long time.
我就练习了很久的时间。
But, and I know it has great benefits.
我知道这个巴西柔术有很多的好处。
But you have to understand, I don't go very often.
但是你要知道我其实不常去。
And I'll confess, the reason is because I'm afraid.
我必须承认是其实我会害怕。
Because when you step on the mat, You're putting a lot of your fears. You have to fight against the person with everything you have.
因为你一旦走到那个这个练习的地方的时候，你要面对一个人，你要全力的跟他来搏斗。
And because I've been out of shape,
因为我常常这个体力不支
，and I'm supposed to be a better fighter because I have a higher belt.
因为虽然理论上我应该是比较高段的因为我是比较。有了比较高段的这个检验
，Theoretically I am，
所以理论上我是比较厉害的。
But my body is too slow to follow the moves。
但是我的动作却跟不上我脑袋里面所知道的。
So I get afraid。
所以我常常会这个害怕。
So I don't like to go。
所以我就不想去。
And my point of saying this is this。
我想要说的这个要点是这样子。
It's not just my fear of. Okay, so it is my fear. That's I didn't lose faith in jujitsu.
所以我并没有因为巴西柔术而达到这个减肥的效果。
It's because I stopped thinking about its benefits.
不是因为我的害怕，当然是其中一部分。更重要的是我忘掉了它所能够带给我的好处。
What speaks to me more loudly is the fears. Doubt.
对我那时候。这个影响我的更多的是我的害怕。
So rather than listening to my thinking, my reasoning, I'm actually listening to my emotions first.
所以我没有去听这个我所知识上知道的那个好处，而过多依赖于反而屈服在我自己那个害怕的这个感觉里面。
Okay, did I get you? You guys okay with that? Okay, so
了解我这个意思吗
？Okay, so I'll show you guys where Jesus kind of calls out.Our fears and anxieties in Matthew chapter 6.
所以同时在这个我耶稣基督他在马太福音的第
六章
的地方给我们看见的我们人心里面的恐惧第六章的第25节开始。
Yes, you just read in Chinese.
25到30节。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们天上的父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？ 你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数 多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑？你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门王极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰、
okay.
何况你。
So it's a little long, but Jesus here, as he's sharing in the Sermon on the Mount, is this reminder. He says, it's not because you're really afraid, okay? Just because you're afraid. It's because you weren't thinking through these things. He's saying, think through all these things. Think through all these things you're fearful of.
所以耶稣在这个登山宝训里面这一段啊，告诉我们说，你们的小信是不仅是你们害怕，而是说你没有去好好思想这些事情。
And so what I'll say is this, faith is not the opposite to reasoning.
所以我要说的是说信心信仰它跟这个理智不是反对的。
Faith involves thinking.
我们的信仰是包括了我们理智的思考。
So gird up the loins of your mind.
所以圣经在这个地方说要竖起你们心中的腰。
And when you get to Ephesians chapter 4, sorry, I'm giving you a little bit more stuff here. Ephesians chapter 4.
所以在以弗所书第四章的地方
The very beginning of it, verse 20.
在以弗所书的第四章的第二十节
20 to 21.
二十和二十一节
Oh, actually, 20 to 24, sorry.
在二十一和二十四节哦。
二十到二十四。
二十到二十四，第四章的第二十到二十四，你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So here it says.You learned Christ.
他这里说你们学了耶稣基督。
You heard about it.
你听过他。
You were taught about it.
你也被教导知道他的真理。
And as a result, it renewed the spirit of your mind.
他的结果就是让我们的心智可以改换一新。
You cannot split our Christian faith from the idea that we need to think through things.
我们不能够把我们的信仰和我们对我们信仰的知识分开。
Because the world may say that Christianity is just a feeling thing.
这个世界也许会说，基督教的信仰只是满足人的感觉的一种信仰。
And that our worldviews, our education, our intellectual stuff has no, it's separate from God's desire for us.
所以我们也许会认为我们的世界观、我们的知识、我们的是和我们的信仰是分开来的。
What I'm saying is.You have to submit intellectually to God's word, as well as physically and spiritually.
所以我要说的是，我们不仅在这个属灵的事情上要能够全然降服在神面前，我们要将我们的智力用在属神的事情上。
Okay, you guys following?
还跟得上吗
？So I'm gonna take it to an applicational aspect today.
所以我要稍微讲一下关于。应用这段的经文。
And what I'll say is this. To be a Christian, you cannot just view life through an ideological or cultural perspective.
所以我们作为一个基督徒，我们不能够只用一种的意识形态和我们的文化的观点来看这个世界。
Sometimes Chinese culture comes out very strongly in our faith.
有时候我们的信仰反映出很多我们中国人的文化的观点。
Just like I'm American, right? I'm born in America. I have American values.
就好像我是一个美国人，这个所以有这个美国人的价值观。
I always have to submit that under first the Christ perspective.
所以我们必须把这种个人的价值观放在接受这个信仰的检视。
Because here's an example. This is from you guys. Okay, good one.
这个是关乎我们你们所熟悉的一个例子。
I think it was Ephesians chapter 6. I think 5 or 6.You know, yeah, we're not gonna read it, but it says obey your parents.
所以比方说在以弗所书里面，他就讲到 要孝敬父母。
And I preached a sermon here many years ago, not many years ago, two, 3 years ago, about how children need to obey their parents, and I was very much talking about like how God works in that relationship.
所以好多年以前我讲到这段的经文就讲到要怎么样的孝敬父母
The response was fantastic. I learned something from it deeply.
这个反应非常的好我从当中学习到很多事情。
The kids, the students, the young people were like, amazing. Thank you so much for saying what you said.
这些年轻人他就说谢谢您跟我们讲这一段的经文。
And then the parents, some parents came to me and said, Helicon, you were a little bit on the other side of the view.
但是那些父母他们听了就说这个 Helicon 你讲的好像比较偏向小孩子。
And you know what? I came to realize it's true. Because I'm not a parent yet.
所以我想可能也 我就想那是对的因为我自己也还不是一个父母。
And I realized that we often will look at our faith from very cultural, ideological ways first.
所以我们的有时候对信仰的认识有时候是非常会从一种意识形态或者是我们的文化的背景里面来了解这个信仰。
It is not easy to submit first letting God's word reason through things.
所以我们其实要能够让上帝的话作为我们主要的这个指导的原则是非常困难的一件事情。
It takes a lot of time.
其实很多的时候
Takes a lot of time, takes a lot of study, takes a lot of prayer.
它需要我们很多的时间，很多的学习。
And we have to actually be very, really honest and think through a lot of values that we have.
我们必须很认真的思考，来详细的看检查我们自己心中的许多的价值的观点。
That we need to learn to submit our reasoning through the Word of God.
我们必须学习让自己的这种的观点。被这个神的话来指证。
And so what I say, gird up the loins of your mind here, what I'm trying to show you guys is that Peter's trying to teach us is that you have to look at everything in your faith, your life, with a filter, like sunglasses. Okay, you got to put on Jesus sunglasses, gospel sunglasses.
所以我要说的是，彼得在这里说要约束你们的心，就好像我们要带着这个有滤镜的这个眼镜是关乎主耶稣基督的福音的这个有滤镜的效果的眼镜来看事情。
So that we start to see everything with a Christ perspective first.
所以我们可以借着这样子的方法看事情的时候就有一个以基督的心为心的方式来看这个世界。
And I don't want to stay too long, much longer at this point because I've been spending a lot of time here, but in Philippians chapter 4,
所以我可能没办法再多讲，但是在腓立比书第四章的地方，
第八节
，Philippians
chapter four verse eight，
第四章的第八节，他是这样子说的。四章第八节，他说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事。”你们都要思念。
At the very end, think about those things.
在最后那个地方，他就讲到说，这些事你们都要思念。
So, in the midst of oppression, when you're struggling through things, what Paul says is, remember the good things. Don't stop thinking. Remember all the things. You have to use your mind to get through that.
所以，即使在我们一种极度在逼迫当中，我们都要思考这些美好的事情。
So for a lot of you guys here, a lot of you gentlemen and ladies, this is very helpful, right? We have to think through everything.
所以对你们大家来讲，许多我们当中的人也许对你们很有帮助。你们说是的，我们要好好的思想。
And I would say that's great because holiness is about using your mind.
所以说很好。那么这个圣洁是关乎我们去思考。
But then verse 14 comes around.
但是接下来我们就要看到第十四节。
And what Peter says is.These words in verse 14.
所以彼得在这地方十四节，他就说：“你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。”
How does your heart bring about holiness?
但现在就是讲到你的心是怎么样让你能够成为圣洁。
What Peter says here is really interesting. He says, "Do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance."
保罗在这个地方讲很有意思，他说不要效法从前愚昧无知的样子。
What is your heart in love with? What are those passions that you used to have?
你心里面或者是你的热情是放在什么地方？
Because those passions are usually what affect your holiness.
那些的热情就会影响到你对什么样事情有热心，就会影响到你的圣洁。
Okay, this is a little pushy. Can I push you a little bit with this one?
我试着可能更有一点pushy 有点
推你们，
有点推你们的意思啊。
The word is this word that in Greek it means desires that are extreme.
所以这里讲到的欲望就是我们一种有一种算是极端的一种的欲望。
So these are desires that you have in your life. These are good things.
也就是在你们的生命里面，也许有一些好的一些的欲望。
Because they're made by God.
因为这些都是这个神所创造的东西。
But they've become everything in your heart.
但是一旦但是它可能变成你心里面的所有，充满了你心里面。
For example,
比方说
wanting to have money is not a bad. Money is a good thing. You can do good things.
金钱可以做让我们做成为一个好事。
Wanting to meet someone to fall in love with.Not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
我们希望与人相恋是一个好事。
Wanting to do good at a job, good thing.
我们在希望在工作上面杰出是好事。
Right? Even having relationships with anybody, we want to have a positive thing. Those are all good things.
我们希望我们四周跟四周的人有一个良好的关系，也都是好事。
But the danger is when those things become everything.
这危险是在于当这些事情变成我们生命中的全部。
So, money.Or success in career, good things if you want to healthily pursue it, right?
如果金钱和工作它可以是好事
But the problem is when they become everything we think about.
但是如果它成为我们日夜思想的事情
So all your actions, all your thoughts, the way you treat people are all affected by that desire.
我们的行为，我们的思想，我们怎么对人，如果都受了它的控制，那么它就不是好的。
And I always tell people.
所以我常告诉这个别人
that's kind of the battle that we have in our hearts.
就好像我们在心里面有一个征战
that God who's supposed to be in the center, the very most important thing in our heart.
神本来应该把这个
He occupies the most important.
他应该占据我们心中的这个地位
These other desires push it out.
但是我们其他的私欲把上帝这个从我们的心中所推开
Does it become everything?
而那个私欲就占据了我们的整个的心
One of my favorite Christian-like authors is Tim Keller
我一个很喜欢的这个基督徒的作者叫做 Tim Keller
He has a question he asks people to reflect on this
他问一个问题要基督徒去反思
And I want you to ask yourself this question
所以我也要你们来想这个问题
The desire that is extreme in your heart is the thing that when you're asked this question, you cannot give up. It's the question is, what is so important that I cannot live without it?
他要问我们关于这个私欲的这个部分是，他就是问说，在我们的生命里面有什么东西是我们不愿意放弃的？
That's a hard question.
这是一个非常难以回答的问题。
Because some people say really good things, say my children, my family, my wife, right?
您的回答可能是家庭、小孩、这个妻子。
I mean, those are good case scenarios, but that's still, it becomes an obsession.
这些其实都已经算是好的例子，但是它也可以让我们成为一个这个被完全被这种的欲望控制。
The truth is, when these things become all of your heart, when it consumes all your focus,
当这些事情完全占据了你的心思意念。
The real reality is, if you think about these things, like for example, you want more money, right?
它在实际的生活里面其实会有这样子的情形。比方说我们说金钱好了
，Okay, having money to do good things is good.
有钱能够行善这是好事。
But when you have money, you're never satisfied.
但是有钱很多时候我们却对没有办法满足。
What do you want to do more with it? Have more of it.
所以你会希望有更多的钱。
And then you're afraid to do what? To lose it.
你会怕失去你现有的这
些钱。So you become anxious, you become fearful.
所以你变得焦虑或者是害怕。
And when you don't have anybody, what do you do?
当你没有钱的时候，你会怎么样呢？
You're always thinking about making more money. You're stressed out about it too.
你就会极度的在用这个压力当中，希望能够获得更多的钱。
And if you fail to achieve it, you feel like nothing.
当我们达不到赚钱的目标的时候，我们会觉得自己好像非常的渺小。
But basically, what I'm saying is this: that desire is your master.
我要说的就是说这些的欲望。就成了我们的主人
，because you cannot let it go, it controls everything about you.
因为我们既然不能放下，就被它控制，它决定你所做的一切事情。
So the life of holiness is not just about our thinking; it's also about how our heart is committed to God.
所以信仰不单只是我们知识心里面认识一些事情，也是我们心里怎么样的来跟随。
It's about conforming our desires into His.Desires.
而是让我们的欲望和神的欲望结成结合为一体。
We don't let these passions, these over desires, take over our hearts.
我们不让这些私欲来占据我们的心灵。
And that the idea of that, how we do that, it comes to these words. It says, as obedient children, in verse 14.
所以怎么这些的事情怎么做呢？第十四节是这样说：你们做顺命的儿女。
The idea of obedience here is one of a child responding to a father.
这里的顺命这个地方的含义是在描述小孩子怎么样顺服他的父母。
Okay, so I say that obedience. When I say obedience to Chinese people,
当我跟中国人讲这个顺服的。的时候
the idea of obedience,
这个顺服的这样子的这个观念
has a threat of being, if I don't do it, I get in trouble, I get beat.
它有这样子一种威胁的含义。如果我不遵行的话，我就会被痛打一顿。
That's a cultural thing.
这个可能是文化的关系。
Because I honestly agree that I probably deserve getting beat down a lot of times.
我想我也同意，因为可能我自己的生活里面很多时候应该是被痛打一顿。
Turned out okay because I'm a pastor.
但是后来也还好，我成了牧师了。
But the reality is, but see, that's still a cultural perspective.
但是这个顺服还是我们会有着一种的文化的。观点来看这个。
And I was reading a book called Compassion.
我在看一本书叫做怜悯。
In this book, written by these really amazing, like these priests, they reflected on the idea of obedience.
这个作者他来反思关于
you just read it.
Compassion 这个事情。
Yeah, we'll just translate it.
他说obedience 就是顺服，就是在聆听那个爱你的神。那这个他是爱你的父，在这个聆听当中呢，你与他是极为亲近，没有害怕，也没有犹豫，没有怀疑，却有的是这个没有条件，没有止境的这个，没有受限制的爱，这是从神而来的爱。耶稣基督他对这个爱的反应，也是没有。这个条件的没有限制的，而且是没有不受约束的。我们有时候我们会这个误解耶稣基督他到了这个世界的受苦和这个他所经验到的痛苦，是因为他自己把自己摆上好像一个仆人一样。如果我们看这些的行动好像只是他是一个这个英雄。人物这个小孩子心目中的英雄人物，那他只是想要为了讨好他的父母所做的一些事情，但是我们实际上应该看的是这些的行动是一种圣洁的，对于这个一个圣洁的爱的一个聆听的反应，这个可以产生出。一种爱的一种的行动
okay.
And the freeness to
That's right.
是一种自由的对一个自由的命令发出一个自由的正面的反应
It's a really good quote. That's why I made him read it. Sorry, it's so long. But the point of it is the way we look at obedience is not the way we think of it this way.
我们对 顺服的意思不是说我们是如此的思想。
We understand it from God's way of obedience first.
而是我们不是我们怎么思想，而是从神的角度来想这件事情。
Jesus is obedience to his Father. It is the way he lives his life is the display of that.
耶稣基督他顺服父神就反映在他的生活里面。
And the next quote. Oh, actually, not the next quote. Okay, this other quote here is.I'll just read it to you in English and then you can translate. Jesus' entire ministry was one of obedience.
耶稣基督他的全部的在世上的侍奉就是一个顺服的侍奉。
The true greatness of Jesus' life and his words is found in how he obeys.
耶稣基督他的伟大就完全展现在他这个侍奉当中的那个顺服。
And here, what I'm trying to say is this, I'm going to keep moving forward, is that Romans 5 points out thatIn one man, Adam and Eve's disobedience, the many were made sinners. So by the one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
所以在罗马书里面他就会说到因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人照样因一人的顺从众人也成为义。
Okay, I gotta move faster. This is a little long. So what I'm pointing out is the word children too has significance.
在这地方我要指出来他讲到顺命的儿女这儿女是有他的重要性的。
And here what it says is that we are his children.
他这里说我们是他的儿女。
This means that we are acknowledged and recognized as part of his family.
我们被承认接纳进到他的这个神的家庭当中。
And I have a verse to support it in 2 Corinthians, but we'll keep moving.
哥林多后书里面也这样子告诉我们。
How we become children, then what I'm saying is that becauseis by giving our lives fully to God.
当我们把我们全人全生命献给主的时候成为了他的儿女。
But you have to understand, we are responding first to the act of Christ doing that for us.
但是我们要记得的是我们所反回应的是因为上帝先借着耶稣基督行了这样子的事情。
Because if you remember, in the story of Jesus,What does he do? He sets himself aside.
所以如果你记得耶稣基督将自己分别出来。
When he goes to the cross, he's fully committed to it, mind and heart.
当他走向十字架的时候他是全心的全心全完全的将自己摆上。
And I'll share with the previous, I've shared this before, but Mark 10 says, chapter 40, verse 45, it says this.
在马可福音第十章四十五节他是这样子说的。十章四十五节，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Okay, and so this is what I'm gonna finish up with. The renovation of your thinking and your hearts is absolutely important.
所以我要说。我们心意的更新我们的心思意念我们的情感的更新是非常重要的。
Because if that, those things are not corrected, not changed,
如果这些事情没有被改变被纠正过来
it wouldn't be a true, genuine renovation.
那就不会是一个真正真实的一个更新。
But when you begin with the renovation of the inside,
当我们开始在内心里面有这样子更新的时候
it affects all that results from it.
我们就会带出其他各样的影响。
And that becomes like the end of the show. When you get to the end of the show, what happens?
所以就好像那个节目到了最后的时候发生什么样的事情呢？
The house is beautiful.
那个就成了一个美丽的一个房子。
Granite marble tops.
这个有大理石的这个厨房的桌面。
But it's a house that will last because the pipes are fixed, the wires are wired right.
重要的是这个房子可以这个站立的久，因为这个电线也修好了，这个水管也修好了。
God's desire for us is one of holiness. I hope that is a challenge to you today to see the importance of the mind and the heart to this process.
上帝要我们成为圣洁，希望今天这样子的一个提醒是给你的挑战，要在我们的心，不仅是我们的心思，也是在我们的情感上。要被更新。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, thank you so much again for today.
父神，我们呢再一次要为今天来献上感谢。
I believe that it's not a circumstance, not a luck that has brought each person here today.
我想我们不是偶然或者是幸运你将一些人带到我们的当中。
Each person here could have been somewhere else, but you brought them here for a specific reason to hear your word being shared.
我们在座的每一个人，他本来都是可以在不同地方，但是是你把他们带到这个地方能够与他们有所分享。
That's not luck, that's not fortune.
这不是幸运也不是偶然。
That's your will, Lord.
是你自己的旨意。
Father, I know I'm a deeply imperfect. Uncle Joan and I are both very imperfect vehicles of your gospel story.
我们知道这个临终。跟这个我都不是一个完美的器具能够宣讲你的话。
But as we share today about holiness,
但是我们今天分享关于圣洁这一件事情。
I hope it stirs the minds of all those gathered here a desire to be as you call us to be holy.
愿意你让我们心思被搅动去思想这个圣洁的这样子的。
That we would want this renovation of our hearts, our minds.
让我们希望我们的心思意念能够被更新。
Father, for those that have been believers for a long time, I ask that this conviction would stir us to lives a deeper love for you and a deeper relationship with you.
愿意我们当中信主多时的这一个能够提醒我们愿意更深的来爱你跟随你。
For those here that may not know you,
对于我们当中还不认识你的人
may this begin the journey for them to desire to followin your ways and to experience this genuine renovation of your one's life.
愿意他们心里面愿意能够有这样的想法开始他们人生圣洁的追寻心意被更新。
I pray that we would today have received your word with humility, with humble hearts, with contrite spirits.
让我们能够存着感恩的心能够忧伤悔改。
We thank you for your deep love through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我们为主耶稣基督的爱，你所在主耶稣基督所反映出来的爱来感谢。
It fill us with your peace.
借着它也让我们的心里面充满了平安。
Teach us to be obedient children.
教导我们怎么样成为顺命的儿女。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们这样子祷告。
Amen.
Amen.